CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Rob, are you there?
I'm here, Gareth.
How you, dude?
Indeed.
No, I said, how are you, dude? You say indeed?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm very well, thanks. All and right. I'm fully prepared to amaze and astound you.
Yeah, you sent me an email the other day about Martians.
Absolutely, because there are 4 South Africans on the planned trip to Mars by about 2030.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to warn people what a terrible place and trip it is to Mars.
All right, so you don't want to go to Mars, and you want to warn all the other people who are so excited about Mars why it's a bad idea.
Yes.
All right, well...
Especially South Africans, because when the South Africans get there, they'll probably protest to decolonize Mars.
All right, so let's start with... this is public service, basically. You've taken time out of your day to help explain to us why Mars travel is a bad idea. Go ahead, Rob. The floor is yours.
Okay, so first of all, there is at least a 150 to 300 day trip there aboard a tiny spacecraft with terrible food.
Yes.
And if you overshoot Mars and you don't not get caught by its gravity, there's no coming back because, there's just no friction in space. And
so basically, you're stuck
there, Mars.
You go there and you're stuck there forever, right? There's no return trip.
There's no return, and also Mars is like a very cold desert. At the equator, the warmest it gets is 20 degrees centigrade in the daytime, but it drops to minus 73 at night, and this is the warmest place. There's no water.
Oh, wow.
The food will be terrible unless you've got an Irishman who can make potatoes there for you.
All right.
And Mars also has no magnetic field, so
better
take good sunscreen, because then the solar flare radiation with the sun, like the northern and southern lights, the auroras, that will toast you.
Well, you'll be burnt to a crisp in like a day, right?
Yes, well, not necessarily burnt, but irradiated,
and
you'll get a mean case of skin cancer.
What other wonderful things are there going on Mars? Why would anyone want to do this, Rob? Are there any positives?
Well, the only one I can think to is at least you can watch Mars Attacks on Mars with Jack Nicholson.
Right, there we go. What a good movie, huh?
Yeah, no, and then at least if you go to Mars and the Martian, you can say was about you. That could help you pick up chips on Mars.
There
aren't any chips on Mars.
Like Matt Damon, right?
Yes, yeah, no, and if Matt Damon can't get you hooked up.
Yeah, because there was so much sex in that movie. Yeah, it was such a such a fest of beautiful women.
Yeah, he should have taken some good porn with him.
Yeah, well, there we go. I know what you'd do on Mars.
I'd have a Mars bar.
All right. Rob, I think it's a perfect place for people you don't like to go. I mean, you could give them a one-way ticket. You'd never have to see them again. The fact
Mars has only 40% of Earth's gravity, so Kulibusa Zuma there would only weigh 800 kilograms.
You've done the research, man.
When I heard about this, I thought, hold on. People aren't crazy enough to take a 10-month trip there to a place that's miserable when there's no comeback. What if you hate your roommates in your tiny habitat? Hate the food.
Yeah.
And then Mars at its closest is 54.6 million kilometers away from Earth. At its furthest, it's 401 million kilometers because of the elliptical orbits.
Yes.
But so you can't even communicate with back home because there'll be at least an 8 or 9 minutes time delay between Mars and Earth.
So I would be having a conversation with you, but it would take you 8 minutes to hear me and then another 8 minutes to reply so that I could hear you.
Pretty much, that's exactly it.
What a disaster.
If you think it's bad on international or telecom line, the delay,
yeah,
just wait till you get to Mars.
What a horrible place.
Yeah, and basically it's a desert. There are ice caps there, but the atmosphere is just about 1% of Earth, but they've got 96% carbon dioxide. In the atmosphere,
oxygen, yeah.
And the ice caps are melting. You think global warming's a problem here? On Mars, it's happening as well, and there's not even been a human there.
Hey, do you believe that theory that there used to be people on Mars, but they ruined the place? They just dried it up and screwed it up?
like in the Doom video game.
Well, you know, people say that Mars used to be a thriving planet full of life like Earth, and there were probably humans or something close to humans there, and they just dried the whole thing up and destroyed its atmosphere and, you know, pumped carbon in there. You don't think so?
Definitely not, because except for that face on Mars, what happened to all the old cities and the fossils? I mean, the Mars rovers have dug around there, and they haven't found anything. There was flowing water on Mars once, but the reason why Mars lost its atmosphere is because it's smaller than Earth, so it lost its magnetic field, and the solar wind just stripped away 99% of its atmosphere.
Well, couldn't the solar wind have stripped away all of the evidence of cities?
Well, not really, because it doesn't have much mass, and there still would have been buildings and ruins.
Yeah,
not like wind, it's just charged particles.
Yeah, a solar wind is not like a wind. It doesn't create friction.
No. Unless you've got like a couple of square kilometers of sail, then it can help speed you along at close to light speed. But basically, it's just energy particles that ionize in the atmosphere.
All right. Okay, man. I like it. All right, Rob, as always, it's good to talk to you, man. And what's on your agenda today? What are you up to today? You going to hassle your parents?
No, I'm going to try and pick up chicks. CliffCentral.com